Podium Publishing presents The Midnight Sun, Book 2 of The Omega Wars, written by Tim C. Taylor, performed by Todd McLaren. Part 1. Relics of an Ancient War. Chapter 1. As he watched the mercenaries sprawl over Kubar Park's terraced hillside, filling it with an anarchic cacophony, Bronco reflected for the thousandth time that signing up with the Midnight Sun Free Company was the most wonderfully stupid thing he'd ever done in a life filled with recklessness. His good mood soured. How would I know? When the identity of Saisho Bronco had been invented for a covert op several years ago, access to his former memories had been welded shut. Only vague childhood recollections of Copenhagen leaked out. Whoever he was, Bronco's life was with these mercs now. And what an insane band of misfits they were. What wasn't bizarre about this outfit was inexplicable, concealed by deceits skillfully crafted by the real powers behind the Midnighters.
"Hey, Bronco!"
called a voice from a couple of levels lower down on the ornamental terracing.
"Hurry up with that resupply! We're almost out here!"
He grinned, because he felt at home with these people. And as for those deceits, until he unearthed the truth, he preferred to call them mysteries. They weren't his problem.
"Bronco!"
"On it, Sergeant!"
He estimated a range of 50 yards to the patch of terrace where his own shock squad mixed with the aliens of Vengeance Squad, the only personnel of the newly formed second company here at Kubar. With a hiss of releasing pressure seals, he opened the box of supplies. Grabbing one of the cold metal canisters, he lobbed it over the manicured hedges and down the hillside to his friends. Before it had even reached the apex of its trajectory, he hurled another. In all, he sent a volley of 6, all caught expertly by his comrades below. The resulting hiss and fizz of opening beer cans merged with other sounds of celebration in the late afternoon air, which was rich with the resinous tree sap from the woods at the base of the hill and the mouth-watering odors from the sizzling barbecue, ably commanded by the tactical officer of the company starship and her team of Sleesha assistants. Today, the big boss was throwing a hard-earned party. Other than those who'd lucked out and were pulling security duty, everyone not off-planet working active contracts was here to enjoy themselves to the max. Zul yapping and snarls reached him from Kengar, one of the Vengeance aliens. Bronco's translator pendant rendered them as,
"We're thirsty too, female dog."
Bronco shouted back,
"Then try some decent human beer while you wait, Fido. Gotta get the captain her champagne first. Show's about to start."
He laughed off the good-natured Zul protests and the flurry of insults that lifted from Tatterji, the flatar who sat 10 feet above the ground on the back of his Tortantula partner. Flatars were only the size of an extra-large rat, yet were the brains in the common Flatar-Tortantula duos. Cramming intelligence into such a small head must have called for serious design trade-offs when the creator'd fashioned them. Clearly, there'd been no room in the Flatar design spec for generosity, empathy, or a filter between their dark thoughts and their mouths. The stream of pure filth emanating from those tiny lips carried all the way up to the top of the hill and beat Bronco's translator pendant into silent submission. And this was Tatterji in a good mood. Humping the wheeled cooler down the graveled steps, Bronco made for one of the circular patios, which boasted a mosaic floor fashioned from polished and highly pigmented stone. Enticing smoke snaked from the gas barbecues that lined its edge. En route, he halted briefly as a stream of human caterers passed him on their way down the steps, carrying trays of whiskey and hors d'oeuvres.